Okay, I was confused by the fact that Ryder's paintings seemed very dark to me, especially the one that we own at the New Bedford Whaling Museum. But then when Hans Hoffman went to the Met, he said what attracted him to Ryder was his color. He didn't say luminosity, he said color. And when you look at Hoffman's paintings, they're filled with color. So what did he mean and why? I'm confused by that.
Well, there is more color in terms of hue in Ryder than we might think. You sometimes have to look closely, and Betty can speak more directly to this, but she conducted a technical investigation of those paintings, right, Betsy? And you found a whole lot more color in there. But
Yes and no.
Yes
so
and no.
He had a simple palette, not a whole lot of colors in the traditional sense. He wasn't using pinks and alizarin crimsons and so forth. He was using about 5 pigments and very, very interestingly woven into each other to create effects. But I think what you're talking about is in the sort of depth of the night subjects, there will be this illumination from the moon.
Yeah.
So it is a dark subject. It's a dark sea. It's a dark sky. But it is then illuminated almost as if from within with this full moon that seems, you know, Hans Hoffman said he was a cosmic creator because he could magically transform yellow paint into a moon, which almost no one else could do. So he could create this feeling of illumination in a work that was otherwise a dark subject.
Yeah, and also if you take a look at it's the light, especially one of the great surprises for me, because in this show I'd never seen it before, is a beautiful luminescent painting called Spring. It's from the Toledo Art Museum. And I call it spring. It's like the birth of the world. Life has come to us. And in that light, I mean, it's not brilliant reds or anything, but it's a gold, a richness of color and hue. And also what Hoffman said, apparently, is the fullness of color, not just color itself. So by that, color is, he means the paint, the physical surfaces of paint itself. And of course, Hoffman goes on to be one of the great paint handlers, almost like Ryder. They claim there are Hoffmans that haven't dried to this day. So it's not just color in the terms of bright colors, but in the paint itself. And go look at Spring and a lot of those other earlier pictures, the light. It's luminescent. And as Betsy says, it comes from inside the painting itself. It's not depicted. It comes from building up the surface and then it comes through.